Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, I'm going to tell you why the Miami-Ohio Redhawks are going to dominate the MAC conference yet again. Now, as we go back to last year's conference play, the Redhawks were just dominating in general. And it is not until they lost their starting quarterback that they struggled, you know, a little bit. But they really, as I wrote last year, all they really needed from the offense was to improve so their defense can really control the game. Because that is the unit that drives this team and leads this team. You know, it's not even really close, you know. But Brett Gabbert, the brother of, you know, former Mizzou and NFL quarterback Blaine Gabbert, had them humming on all cylinders. They were at, before he got injured, they were 6-2. And their only losses were to Miami, which, you know, is totally understandable opening the year. And they lost to Toledo 21-17. Now, after that, after his injury, he did not play again for the rest of the season. They finished the year 5-1 and ended up winning the MAC championship over Toledo in a rematch, and then ended up losing to Appalachian State in a bowl game. But the thing that really stands out to me coming into this year is they are just, again, I feel like this is just a trend in some of these smaller conferences. They check literally all the boxes that are needed to win these small conferences, okay? They have the best quarterback by a wide margin, and he's not even really great. He's just serviceable. He's a prototypical game manager, and that matters when your defense is elite. Not only that, they have the best returning production profile, and then you have a MAC conference that is, I'm going to just say, in disarray in certain areas. Toledo has one of the worst returning production profiles in the entire country, even though they were very talented last year. On top of that, they lose their starting quarterback, Daquan Finn. He transfers out, right? Then Ohio, who might give Toledo a run for their money when it comes for the absolute worst returning production profile, they lose Curtis Rourke, their starting QB, a mainstay in the MAC conference for years. And then so now you're kind of like pivoting to these other teams that maybe they can, you know, make these ancillary type moves and, you know, break through. And I'm just not seeing that. You know, across the board, there are no elite defenses outside of Miami, Ohio, and the MAC. Last year, Ohio ranked 15th in S&P Plus defense. They're 131st in defensive returning production this year. So that is not going to happen again. You know, that's just not going to happen. Northern Illinois might be the outlier team that, you know, could possibly contend with their defense, but I'm not going to be putting my money on them. I just do not think that they're going to have enough firepower offensively to compete. So let's dive into these units and some other reasons as to why I just think, you know, Miami, Ohio – it's not quite Liberty-esque where, like, I am confident that Liberty is going to just destroy the Conference USA. But I do think Miami, Ohio is literally, like, 1B below that type of team when it comes to, like, how confident I am in their conference play. So from an offensive returning production standpoint, they're going to be 73rd in offensive returning production. And that comes from a unit that was 111th in offensive S&P Plus. Now, you know, on the base level, that sounds awful. You know, that's a top or a bottom 30 offense from an efficiency standpoint. But what you really need to look at are the underlying metrics, okay? So from a success rate, they're really bad. And that's not shocking because the efficiency is not there, right? So their overall success rate is 122nd. Their rushing success rate, 130th, and their passing success rate, 93rd. Now, remember, success rate is essentially the ability to stay ahead of the chains and then to, you know, complete these third downs, fourth downs, you know, move the chains, right? So, but when we look at him from an offensive explosive standpoint, completely different story. 16th in overall offensive explosiveness, 25th in rushing explosiveness, 18th in passing explosiveness. So this is the kind of team that can make big plays. They just cannot do these things consistently. And so it's much easier to improve consistently. Like, we're going to draw up plays for an offense to, you know, stay ahead of the chains than it is to teach the athleticism that is an explosive play. You know, you can't teach that, getting someone in space and then they're making the moves to make a big play. And so that is why, as I wrote last year about Brett Gabbert, he, you know, obviously has his weaknesses, but I mean, his clean PFF grade is 24th and his clean QB rating is 56th. So in an optimal condition, he's above average. You know, there's 162 quarterbacks in that database. So, but the thing that really stands out to me more than anything is not only they allow him to make deep attempts. He was 10th in deep attempts. Now, that's not his forte, mind you. 107th in PFF grade, 40th in QB rating. Where he shines is the intermediate level of the field. So the medium depth, 11 to 19 yards. Now, he's 85th in medium attempts percentage. And realistically, I would like to see that up. You know, it's 21.3%. I really like to see that around 25, probably. It needs to be up because he is 17th in medium PFF grade and 37th in medium QB rating. That is like next level. You know, those are the type of throws that get people to, you know, the NFL. Now, I'm obviously not saying that. Do not take that out of context and not be like, oh, this guy said the Miami Ohio quarterback's an NFL quarterback. No, those are NFL throws, though. So let's get that straight. Now, I feel just like I did last year. All he has to do is manage the games, limit mistakes, and lean on the defense. Now, from the defensive side of the ball, you know, they're not going to have as much elite returning production as they did last year. But the continuity from the coaching staff, I feel as if they are going to really have a team that is going to be in the right spots, that is going to make the right plays against a conference that is, you know, you would think that the MAC conference is elite offensively, right? They're not. Okay. The only team to rank in the top 100 in S&P Plus offense last year was Toledo, and they were 73rd. So that's almost like this misconception. And that's just, you know, that's just general media bias. You know, you're like, oh, the MAC conference, they score a lot of points. Their offenses are really good. That just was not true. So, but the defense is going to be bringing back the 77th in defensive returning production from an S&P Plus unit that was 12th last year. I mean, that's elite. There's no other way around it. So when we look at the success rate on defense, they're 48th in overall success rate, 47th in rushing success rate, and 62nd in passing success rate. Now, those are like slightly above average numbers, but where they really excel is they are just elite and limiting explosive plays. They're third overall in defensive explosiveness allowed, 18th in rushing explosiveness allowed, and they are first in passing explosiveness allowed. And so what that has basically materialized to is they are 11th in points per opportunity per game, which is as good as it's going to get for one of these lower conference teams. Now, a couple of things when it comes to the volatile statistics side is they're going to get, again, some positive regression. And I know, like, if you've listened to more than one of these episodes, you're probably like, this is all this motherfucker talks about. It's just positive regression. You know, you feel like I'm talking about the same style of teams over and over. Well, yeah, because we're looking for teams with solid returning production profiles that are talented, who are going to have some things break their way. Like, you know, I'm not trying to sit here and back a team that went 6-1 in one score games and had a plus 15 turnover margin and, you know, be like, oh yeah, that's all going to break their way again this year. I'm not doing that. Like, we're trying to think outside the box here. So their win loss record in one score games is 2-2. Their turnover margin is zero. So that's 71st overall. But then their fumble luck is -3.53, which is 123rd overall. So they're going to get some positive regression coming their way. And because of that, I just feel as if they really have the potential to yet again go back and repeat as MAC champions. Now, the schedule is actually pretty brutal, and it's front-loaded in the non-conference. And so that's going to give them an idea of where they stand. You know, they're playing at Northwestern, who I actually think they will beat. Not that that has anything to do with the conference, but I think that is a good barometer for what their season's going to look like. Then they play Cincinnati, then they play at Notre Dame. And that's a tough three games for anybody. That's a group of five team to start the year. Then, you know, their conference games that are going to be, you know, difficult is really, you know, they'll play on the road against Toledo, and then they're going to play the last game of the year at Bowling Green. Both of those games are completely winnable, in my opinion. And if they split those games, they're probably going to make the MAC championship again. And then when they get there, at worst, they'll be a 4-point dog, which I don't even think they would be. They would probably be favored over any team they face in the conference championship game, as long as there, you know, are no major injuries or anything like that. And again, decent odds for all this to happen. They're -110 to make the MAC championship game, and they're +260 to win the MAC championship. So I just realistically cannot make a case for any of these other teams. And it's not that I think, you know, Miami, Ohio is on the level that a Liberty is in the Conference USA. There is just no other team that is checking any real boxes for me, whether it's a returning production profile, whether it's a quarterback who can elevate their team above all their, you know, I guess weaknesses or discrepancies. That doesn't exist, you know, and then there's not really any super positive regression teams in this conference outside of Miami, Ohio, that I can be like, oh, this team's really going to have a big turnaround. Watch out. Look out for them. I just don't see it. I don't see it. And their win total is 8.5. Now, I don't know if they're going to get to 9 wins. You know, that means they would have to run the table in their conference. They're going to beat UMass. So there's no need to even like question that. But if they, you know, lose their first three games, which is totally plausible, they could lose Northwestern on the road, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame on the road. That means they're going to have to win, every game in their conference. Now, that's kind of tough to say. I mean, I'm confident that they will, make the MAC championship game, but they don't have to go 8-0 in the conference to do that. So the win team, the team total being 8.5 is tough, because they're going to probably have to beat Northwestern or Cincinnati to get to that team total. Now, the only other team that's that high is Toledo, and I just don't understand why. Now, their recruiting is solid. It's probably the best in the MAC as in the last 5 years. But losing their starting quarterback, losing a ton of returning production, and regardless of the strength of schedule that they're playing, I don't see that as a possibility. Now, the last thing to touch on, I obviously do not think Miami, Ohio is going to grab the last bid to make the playoffs. And that's simply because they're going to have like 3 to 4 losses more than likely. I would say they will definitely have 2 losses probably. And so they're just not going to get ranked high enough. I don't think that they're going to be able to prevail. Now, if they do, you know, like if they go 11-1 and they beat Northwestern, and or if they go 12-1 or something, they beat Northwestern and Cincinnati and run the table and they lose their rate. Well, then, yeah, but that's a lot of ifs, man. Like that. I feel like I'm, you know, telling a story, a fairy tale, you know, that's just not going to happen. So, but I do think there is extreme value at -110 to make the MAC championship and +260 to win it. I think they're the best team. They check all the boxes, bar none. And outside of some sort of injury or just unlucky streak again this year, they're going to be right back where they were at the end of last year. Now, that's going to be all for this episode. As always, you know, I will have a correlating article to the episode up on my website, themittnermethod.com. And then, you know, if you want to reach out, if you want to talk shop or, you know, have questions or, you know, suggestions or, you know, anything, you know, you can reach out to me on Twitter or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. I'm willing to respond and hear all out. I'm actually doing an episode next that was recommended from a friend of mine that it wasn't even on my radar. So I would be more than willing to consider any suggestions or topics that someone wants me to cover. So we have one more conference preview. That is the Sun Belt left. And then we're going to be looking at nuanced topics. You know, we'll be going into the Heisman race. We'll be looking at conference or coordinator changes. We're going to do a piece on Notre Dame. I was not initially going to do that, even though I am a Notre Dame fan, as anybody who personally knows me. I just felt as if when I looked into it deeper, the offensive coordinator change changes the entire complexity of that team. And I want to dive into that in some great detail. And we will do that at a later date. So we are roughly 4 weeks out from the beginning of college football season, and I'm going to keep churning away as much content as I can. So as always, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to catch you on the next one. Take care.